Chapter 52. And withers as it grows. I call heaven to witness, apostrophe said Nicholas, looking eagerly round, that I have seen all this, and that he knows it. Apostrophe refutes calumnies, apostrophe said Kate, and be more patient, so that you may give them no advantage. Tell us what you really did, and show that they are untrue. Apostrophe, of what do they, or of what does he accuse me? Apostrophe, said Nicholas. First, of attacking your master, and being within an ace of qualifying yourself to be tried for murder, apostrophe interposed Ralph. I speak plainly, young man, bluster as you will. Apostrophe, I interfered, apostrophe said Nicholas, to save a miserable creature from the vilest cruelty. In so doing, I inflicted such punishment upon the wretch as he will not readily forget, though far less than he deserved from me. If the same scene were renewed before me now, I would take the same part, but I would strike harder and heavier, and brand him with such marks as he should carry to his grave, go to it when he would. Apostrophe, you hear? Apostrophe, said Ralph, turning to Mrs. Nickleby. Penitence, this. Apostrophe, oh dear me. Apostrophe, cried Mrs. Nickleby, I don't know what to think, I really don't. Apostrophe, do not speak just now, Mama, I entreat you, apostrophe said Kate. Dear Nicholas, I only tell you, that you may know what wickedness can prompt, but they accuse you of a ring is missing, and they dare to say that apostrophe, the woman, apostrophe said Nicholas, haughtily, the wife of the fellow from whom these charges come, dropped as I suppose a worthless ring among some clothes of mine, early in the morning on which I left the house. At least, I know that she was in the bedroom where they lay, struggling with an unhappy child, and that I found it, when I opened my bundle on the road. I returned it, at once, by coach, and they have it now. Apostrophe, I knew, apostrophe said Kate, looking towards her uncle. About this boy, love, in whose company they say you left? Apostrophe, the boy, a silly helpless creature, from brutality and hard usage, is with me now, apostrophe rejoined Nicholas. You hear? Apostrophe said Ralph, appealing to the mother again, everything proved, even upon his own confession. Do you choose to restore that boy, sir? Apostrophe, no, I do not, apostrophe replied Nicholas. You do not? Apostrophe, sneered Ralph. No, apostrophe repeated Nicholas, not to the man with whom I found him. I would that I knew on whom he has the claim of birth. I might wring something from his sense of shame, if he were dead to every tie of nature. Apostrophe, indeed. Apostrophe, said Ralph. Now, sir, will you hear a word or two from me? Apostrophe, you can speak when and what you please, apostrophe replied Nicholas, embracing his sister. I take little heed of what you say or threaten. Apostrophe, mighty well, sir, apostrophe retorted Ralph, but perhaps it may concern others, who may think it worth their while to listen, and consider what I tell them. I will address your mother, sir, who knows the world. Apostrophe, ah. And I only too dearly wish I didn't, apostrophe sobbed Mrs. Nickleby. There really was no necessity for the good lady to be much distressed upon this particular head, the extent of her worldly knowledge being, to say the least, very questionable, and so Ralph seemed to think, for he smiled as she spoke. He then glanced steadily at her, and Nicholas by turns, as he delivered himself in these words. Of what I have done, or what I meant to do, for you, ma'am, and my niece, I say not one syllable. I held out no promise, and leave you to judge for yourself. I hold out no threat now, but I say that this boy, headstrong, willful and disorderly as he is, should not have one penny of my money, or one crust of my bread, or one grasp of my hand, to save him from the loftiest gallows in all Europe. I will not meet him, come where he comes, or hear his name. I will not help him, or those who help him. With a full knowledge of what he brought upon you by so doing, he has come back in his selfish sloth, to be an aggravation of your wants, and a burden upon his sister's scanty wages. I regret to leave you, and more to leave her now, but I will not encourage this compound of meanness and cruelty, and, as I will not ask you to renounce him, I see you no more. Apostrophe, if Ralph had not known, and felt his power in wounding those he hated, his glances at Nicholas would have shown at him, in all its force, as he proceeded in the above address. Innocent as the young man was of all wrong, every artful insinuation stung, every well-considered sarcasm cut him to the quick, and when Ralph noted his pale face and quivering lip, he hugged himself to mark how well he had chosen the taunts best calculated to strike deep into a young and ardent spirit. I can't help it, apostrophe cried Mrs. Nickleby. I know you have been very good to us, and meant to do a good deal for my dear daughter. I am quite sure of that. I know you did, and it was very kind of you, having her at your house and all, and of course it would have been a great thing for her, and for me too. But I can't, you know, brother-in-law, I can't renounce my own son, even if he has done all you say he has. It's not possible. I couldn't do it, so we must go to rack and ruin, Kate, my dear. I can bear it, I dare say. Apostrophe pouring forth these and a perfectly wonderful train of other disjointed expressions of regret, which no mortal power but Mrs. Nickleby's could ever have strung together, that lady wrung her hands, and her tears fell faster. Why do you say, if Nicholas has done what they say he has, Mama? Apostrophe asked Kate, with honest anger. You know he has not. Apostrophe, I don't know what to think, one way or other, my dear, apostrophe said Mrs. Nickleby. Nicholas is so violent, and your uncle has so much composure, that I can only hear what he says, and not what Nicholas does. Never mind, don't let us talk any more about it. We can go to the workhouse, or the refuge for the destitute, or the Magdalen Hospital, I dare say, and the sooner we go the better. Apostrophe with this extraordinary jumble of charitable institutions, Mrs. Nickleby again gave way to her tears. Stay, apostrophe said Nicholas, as Ralph turned to go. You need not leave this place, sir, for it will be relieved of my presence in 1 minute, and it will be long, very long, before I darken these doors again. Apostrophe, Nicholas, apostrophe cried Kate, throwing herself on her brother's shoulder, do not say so. My dear brother, you will break my heart. Mama, speak to him. Do not mind her, Nicholas. She does not mean it, you should know her better. Uncle, somebody, for heaven's sake speak to him. Apostrophe, I never meant, Kate, apostrophe said Nicholas, tenderly, I never meant to stay among you. Think better of me than to suppose it possible. I may turn my back on this town a few hours sooner than I intended, but what of that? We shall not forget each other apart, and better days will come when we shall part no more. Be a woman, Kate, apostrophe he whispered, proudly, and do not make me one, while he looks on. Apostrophe, no, no, I will not, apostrophe said Kate, eagerly, but you will not leave us. Oh. Think of all the happy days we have had together, before these terrible misfortunes came upon us, of all the comfort and happiness of home, and the trials we have to bear now, of our having no protector under all the slights and wrongs that poverty so much favors, and you cannot leave us to dash bear them alone, without one hand to help us. Apostrophe, you will be helped when I am away, apostrophe replied Nicholas hurriedly. I am no help to you, no protector. I should bring you nothing but sorrow, and want, and suffering. My own mother sees it, and her fondness and fears for you point to the course that I should take. And so all good angels bless you, Kate, till I can carry you to some home of mine, where we may revive the happiness denied to us now, and talk of these trials as of things gone by. Do not keep me here, but let me go at once. There. Dear girl, apostrophe, the grasp which had detained him relaxed, and Kate swooned in his arms. Nicholas stooped over her for a few seconds, and placing her gently in a chair, confided her to their honest friend. I need not entreat your sympathy, apostrophe he said, wringing her hand, for I know your nature. You will never forget them. Apostrophe, he stepped up to Ralph, who remained in the same attitude which he had preserved throughout the interview, and moved not a finger. Whatever step you take, sir, apostrophe he said, in a voice inaudible beyond themselves, I shall keep a strict account of. I leave them to you, at your desire. There will be a day of reckoning sooner or later, and it will be a heavy one for you, if they are wronged. Apostrophe, Ralph did not allow a muscle of his face to indicate that he heard one word of this parting address. He hardly knew that it was concluded, and Mrs. Nickleby had scarcely made up her mind to detain her son by force if necessary, when Nicholas was gone. As he hurried through the streets to his obscure lodging, seeking to keep pace, as it were, with the rapidity of the thoughts which crowded upon him, many doubts and hesitations arose in his mind, and almost tempted him to return. But what would they gain by this? Supposing he were to put Ralph Nickleby at defiance, and were even fortunate enough to obtain some small employment, his being with them could only render their present condition worse, and might greatly impair their future prospects. For his mother had spoken of some new kindnesses towards Kate which she had not denied. No, apostrophe thought Nicholas, I have acted for the best. Apostrophe, but, before he had gone 500 yards, some other and different feeling would come upon him, and then he would lag again, and pulling his hat over his eyes, give way to the melancholy reflections which pressed thickly upon him. To have committed no fault, and yet to be so entirely alone in the world, to be separated from the only persons he loved, and to be proscribed like a criminal, when 6 months ago he had been surrounded by every comfort, and looked up to, as the chief hope of his family, this was hard to bear. He had not deserved it either. Well, there was comfort in that, and poor Nicholas would brighten up again, to be again depressed, as his quickly shifting thoughts presented every variety of light and shade before him. Undergoing these alternations of hope and misgiving, which no one, placed in a situation of ordinary trial, can fail to have experienced, Nicholas at length reached his poor room, where, no longer borne up by the excitement which had hitherto sustained him, but depressed by the revulsion of feeling it left behind, he threw himself on the bed, and turning his face to the wall, gave free vent to the emotions he had so long stifled. He had not heard anybody enter, and was unconscious of the presence of Smike, until, happening to raise his head, he saw him, standing at the upper end of the room, looking wistfully towards him. He withdrew his eyes when he saw that he was observed, and affected to be busied with some scanty preparations for dinner. Well, Smike, apostrophe said Nicholas, as cheerfully as he could speak, let me hear what new acquaintances you have made this morning, or what new wonder you have found out, in the compass of this street and the next one. Apostrophe, no, apostrophe said Smike, shaking his head mournfully. I must talk of something else today. Apostrophe, of what you like, apostrophe replied Nicholas, good-humoredly. Of this, apostrophe said Smike. I know you are unhappy, and have got into great trouble by bringing me away. I ought to have known that, and stopped behind. I would, indeed, if I had thought it then. You are not rich, you have not enough for yourself, and I should not be here. You grow, apostrophe said the lad, laying his hand timidly on that of Nicholas, you grow thinner every day, your cheek is paler, and your eye more sunk. Indeed I cannot bear to see you so, and think how I am burdening you. I tried to go away today, but the thought of your kind face drew me back. I could not leave you without a word. Apostrophe the poor fellow could say no more, for his eyes filled with tears, and his voice was gone. The word which separates us, apostrophe said Nicholas, grasping him heartily by the shoulder, shall never be said by me, for you are my only comfort and stay. I would not lose you now, Smike, for all the world could give. The thought of you has upheld me through all I have endured today, and shall, through 50 times such trouble. Give me your hand. My heart is linked to yours. We will journey from this place together, before the week is out. What, if I am steeped in poverty? Enlighten it, and we will be poor together. Apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.